Jeff Klingler is the president and CEO of the Central Ohio Hospital Council, and he joins us now to discuss it. Tell us, how are we doing capacity-wise here in Central Ohio? How much space do hospitals here have left?
So capacity is tight. I can tell you, even if you look at just COVID hospitalizations over just the past two and a half weeks, we've seen a twofold increase. On November 1st, we had just under 400 hospitalizations due to COVID across the region, and today we pass 850. And of course, that does impact overall hospital capacity.
So how are hospitals dealing with that surge?
A few things that are discussed regularly are how do hospitals increase the physical space needed to address this increase in capacity, such as converting what was formerly ambulatory care space into inpatient care space. So we have the actual physical space availability to care for this influx of COVID patients. But really more importantly, there are a lot of interventions that hospitals are putting in place to make sure we have adequate staff available to care for this increase in capacity.
I was going to ask about that. We're hearing a lot about staff capacity, you know, the possibility that there may not be enough nurses or doctors to take care of people because they themselves have come down with the coronavirus. Are you concerned about that?
Absolutely. It's something that, again, the hospitals are actively putting plans in place to come up with new staffing plans. There are some staff members who have been COVID positive and are required to quarantine, or they have been exposed to others who had tested positive and they also are required to quarantine. And that's taken quite a few a number of individuals out of the workforce. So that, on top of the number of increased hospitalizations, it's really kind of a twofold problem.
What about PPE? That was a really big concern at the beginning of the pandemic, but we haven't heard as much about it since. Are we doing okay in terms of supplies?
PPE is much better. You know, that really was the number one reason for the delay in surgeries, the postponement of surgeries that we were talking about back in the middle of March and all through April. It was to make sure that the hospitals had an adequate supply of PPE on hand to care for patients safely. That's not really an issue now.
Does that mean that it's not likely we'll go back to a postponement of elective surgeries the way we saw a few months ago?
Well, not necessarily. You know, there is discussion among the hospitals to talk about postponing some non-urgent procedures or surgeries that require an overnight stay. But that really, again, is more on the – it's not on the PPE side. It's more to address the need to have additional beds and additional staff.
The last time that you and I spoke back in the spring, the convention centers were a big point of discussion. These surge sites where if there's not enough beds in the hospitals, we'll create essentially pop-up units for patients. Is that being discussed right now?
So opening convention center is still part of the overall plan. I will say it's probably the last part of the plan. You have to remember, last time we last spoke back in the spring, hospitals were under a state order to forego or postpone these elective surgeries. And so at that time, we really had a number of staff that were available that we could send down to the convention center to care for COVID-positive patients. That's not the case now. You know, hospitals are back. They're fully operational, doing all the things that we do to care for the community. And it would be very difficult in the middle of November, seeing that, you know, we're providing all those, procedures and surgeries to have enough staff available to set up the convention center. So we're really in a very, very different place in November, looking back to where we were in the middle to end of April.
Jeff Klingler, President and CEO of the Central Ohio Hospital Council. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.